You ready?
You can talk are like you a normal ready? Fucking person.
Okay, are you ready?
Yep. No, yeah, I've been ready.
All right, you ready?
Yep.
All right. You sure?
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I want to welcome everyone to the Kayak Fishing Raw podcast. We're here with Jared Sandler and, unfortunately, Freddie York. And I want to wish everyone a happy new year. We're super excited. It's going to be awesome. Freddie's laughing at me because I talk too loud, but I'm excited.
It's still 2018.
Yeah,
that's true. Well, maybe when we're done editing, it could be maybe 2019.
That's true. If you're editing, I'll crank this out by the end of the hour.
Right. So, how was your Christmas?
Great. I'm Jewish.
Jesus Christ, Joe.
Speaking of that,
literally.
Speaking of that, though.
Okay. So here's what's funny.
So we go to. So
no. Let me tell the story because Joe will butcher it. All right. So Joe's like, I'm following Joe into the neighborhood, and that's a. I'm familiar with the area. I bought my bikes at Boca Bike Shop. It's like right under the bridge over by the Intercoastal there. Mm-hmm. So we're going through and we pull up and I'm like, that's weird. There's like a manger scene outside the front yard that he pulls into. So he pulls into the neighbor's yard and I'm like, Joe, are you sure this is his house? Because I don't think that he would have a manger scene in the front yard.
Yeah.
So that's Joe.
Yeah.
It was obviously the wrong.
And then we hear Jared. Wrong house.
Yeah, wrong house.
Hey, man.
ridiculous. Good one,
Jared. So, all right. So, Jared, we really appreciate you coming on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And we took you out offshore kayak fishing.
Yeah.
And
that was different.
Yes, yep. Very different.
I've never kayak fished in my life. So, I didn't know this was a thing or a sport or... I didn't know anything about it, and you know my dad, and my dad was literally like, "Hey man, you're gonna go kayak fishing. Call Joe." I'm like, "And where? In the ocean?" And he's like, "Yeah, about a mile or two out. Good luck." And that was basically how this whole thing started.
But you had been kayaking a lot.
So
for all of you guys who don't know, Joe was supposed to line up a couple of Hobies, and we ended up. Getting Jared on a stealth, and I thought for sure, I was like, oh, God, dude. Joe, you're going to get him killed. Because it's like, you know, it's kind of tippy. And then he handled like a champ, so
yeah, that was thanks, pretty guys. Sweet. Yeah, I've kayaked a lot, just not...
On a stealth.
Yeah, or not fishing at the same time.
Yeah, it's a different animal.
I've kayaked way more than I fished in my life.
Makes sense.
And you do stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
So go a little bit about your career.
And... Sure. I'm a comedian. It's funny to say. I don't know why. But I'm a comedian, I'm an actor, and I've been working at that for like 6 or 7 years now. Nice. The stand-up's a little newer. I live in Los Angeles, and I travel a lot, just wherever the work takes me, basically.
Sure.
Yeah, and definitely, like, I'm not involved in fishing at all. So I'm a complete novice to this whole world. So it was kind of cool to see it as a... somebody that knows nothing.
Right.
Like, if you were basically like, okay, educate a 10-year-old on how to do this, like, that's those were the steps we were taking.
Yeah, sure. It's like teaching Joe how to use a screwdriver.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Or but anything.
Anything, really.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything with more than two parts, and Joe's out.
So, all right, so we, you know, obviously we got in touch with each other from your dad. I've known your dad for a long time. And, you know, I appreciate that with him because he set everything up for us and put it in motion.
Yeah.
And, you know, let's talk about like right in the beginning, right? So we're on the beach, we're getting ready to go, we're setting everything up.
It wasn't even on the beach. The beginning was like knowing, okay, so I'm going to go out there, with just wearing a bathing suit and a life jacket.
Right.
And my dad, first of all, was like, you need tools. I'm like, I do. He's like, okay, you need pliers.
Right. You guys went and shopped for those pliers, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
Okay.
He was
nice.
He's like, the day before, he's like,
they were brand new.
This whole thing started at Dick's Sporting Goods the day before.
You're like, we have to go to go get pliers.
Yeah, staring at all these tools going, are you going to need that? I'm like, I don't think I'm going to need a mallet or whatever.
I don't think tent spikes are in the.
Yeah. He's like, well, how else are you going to kill the fish? I'm like,
a mallet.
A knife?
They do literally sell little baseball bats, like.
So yeah, I told you that. Remember the club?
Yeah,
club them.
They literally do sell those. So I mean, he wasn't super off base, but you don't use a mallet.
It was, I don't know, but yeah, it started there.
Okay.
And then.
That's the day before.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was the day before. Then you came to my house, and then.
The wrong house, and then.
Right, the wrong house.
Right.
Yeah, this whole thing was
It was awesome.
Yeah.
Pretty great.
Yeah. Pretty crazy.
How much content are you getting? How many bits are you putting together because of Joe by himself?
Because of Joe?
Then the whole experience overall.
Wasn't about who Joe is. It was about how many things he said wrong about the experience.
Well, I had to get you to go, you know. That was the
like Joe wanted you to get in the kayak. He put him on the stealth backwards.
See, but I always you did.
To my defense, okay.
The thing has foot pedals. And he's like, put your ass on the foot pedals.
So wait. I've never personally, as all of you guys who are watching this probably know, and guys that fish my events, I've never fished on a stealth ever. So I've always been on a Hobie. I did have an Ocean years ago. And when I looked,
it's nice to know the guy who's running it has diversity.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So when we were setting up, and we put Jared on the stealth, it was I was getting a little confused.
I didn't sit down. I could tell. Like
yeah, Joe put it in the water backwards.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, sort of.
And they left me on the beach because
God it was flat.
We just didn't have enough. We only have two kayaks, so these guys. You know, I meet them at the beach to sort of film some stuff, but we didn't get any footage anyway. It was whatever.
Yeah.
Joe didn't realize how to turn on the GoPro. So
no, it's okay though. But listen, so we went out.
You pointed it at me a lot.
I did. I thought I was filming, but I guess I didn't figure that out either. I got a new GoPro for Christmas, everyone, so I was super excited.
It's understandable. That thing is
the new 7.
Even the new menu.
It's weird. I thought I was filming, and I guess I was taking photos.
New menus.
Did the thing have a touchscreen?
Yeah. It does. Yeah.
Okay.
But the menu's different from even the 5 and the 6.
So he wasn't just touching it, thinking it was a touchscreen?
No, it's a touchscreen.
Right. Okay, good.
Yeah. So, all right, so we head out, right? We're kayaking. Yeah. We finally get you out the right way.
Yeah.
You're paddling. Fred's screaming at you to turn the paddles around, right, to do it right.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was true.
All right.
I had it backwards once.
Okay, so we're getting out. We're heading offshore.
Yeah.
Okay, so what was that like?
It was interesting. Like, you know, it was funny. Like, we went maybe a mile out. It did not feel that bad. Like, the paddling, I thought I'd be way more tired, but I was out there. I'm like, all right, this wasn't.
It's not as hard as you thought it might be.
It's a real efficient paddling kayak. You know, they're super light and it's not hard to do.
It felt good. It was all right. And it was cold that morning, so it kept me warm anyway.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's perfect sailfish weather. Unfortunately, we didn't get one, but we got something else.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the first fish you might have had.
Okay.
And that whole experience that we had there.
Well, it doesn't start with the fish.
Right.
We're sitting there, and I was like, all right, man, how do I use the bathroom on this thing? And I don't know if you could tell from the beach, but like literally.
Well, I couldn't see you guys from the beach, so, you know.
Yeah.
Hopefully you didn't like try to like hang it off the side or anything. I just sit there and pee on it.
Yeah, and that's what Joe was like. He's like,
you go, and it'll warm you up.
And I was like, go where?
Yeah, no,
he's like, just
it,
go. Bro. You're wearing a swimsuit. I'm like,
yeah, just release yourself.
I'm like, wait, you want? Because normally, like when I'm kayaking, I'll jump in, and then go, and then get back on.
Oh, you could have done that too.
Yeah, I totally could have.
Yeah,
but
it was a little windy though, dude. Getting back into those
things.
See,
that's
the
problem.
Wind,
I think.
Getting back in the wind,
might have been
never
a problem.
Done that before. It's a weird. It's weird.
It's cold.
Yeah.
Well, it's not that. It's also like it's hard to get back into it physically, if it's windy.
I see.
You have to be on the correct side of the kayak. There's some techniques.
Got it.
Yeah.
So what happened was, see, in my kayak, I have the hole. So when I go, it's
the Hobie urinal.
Right. It flushes out, as you guys probably know.
Patented
Hobie.
Yeah.
Unfortunately,
urinal.
With the stealth, which I forgot to tell Jarrett.
I still don't know if you forgot or if you were just messing with me.
Or I could have been just messing with him.
Yeah.
We'll never truly know. But I said, just go. And
that grin on your face really tells me the answer. It was like, just go. I'm like, all right. He's like, it'll wash out. You're good. Wait, you have to go number one or two? I'm like, one. And he's like, well, it's two, you got to jump in.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Which is, I've never shit in the ocean.
I have. It's
it's a lovely experience.
I've shit in the lake.
You feel free.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's.
Yeah.
It's a good feeling. So you go.
Every man should do that.
And I look at Jared and I see him for like almost 5 minutes just.
trying to paddle. Yeah, I'm splashing water into the kayak. And like,
and what were you thinking at that point?
Well, there's,
I want to kill Joe.
No, because
it's not draining.
There's a part of me knowing there wasn't a hole there.
Yeah.
But I was like, I guess like maybe there's some other drainage system that I don't know about, which there wasn't. And so I'm splashing water into the kayak.
Dude, the with,
but no, but just because I'm splashing water in doesn't mean it's draining.
It's not draining.
So
it's
I have to lift my ass and splash it out.
Yeah, that's a technique, bro.
Yeah.
That's how you do it.
Oh, man.
Hashtag
and then you did say, watch, I'm going to hook up when I'm taking a piss.
Yeah.
Yes, you did.
When I said that, I actually thought I was going to be in the water.
Right.
And then hook up when I was in the water.
Got it.
But
right on cue.
But luckily, because I peed my pants instead.
Right.
I hooked up and went, hey, I got one. And you were far enough away where you didn't hear me.
Yeah.
The first time. I'm like, it's, yeah. And that feeling is, I think, well, we didn't, it was a sailfish. It ended up not.
The bill kind of knocked it.
Right.
Took line out, right? It was pretty quick, though, right?
Yeah, it was very quick. And yeah. I think it was interesting because...
But you knew instantly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like, I don't know if there's usually more of a pull.
Right.
When it actually hooks up.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah. But it was like, you know, we were talking about this moment so much. Like...
Yeah.
So, like, how this was going to feel.
Yeah.
Like, is it going to
pull? You saw it. Remember, we saw people hook up in front of us on the boats, so you heard it.
Yeah.
You know, so you were
It's kind of funny. To me, it was kind of like losing your virginity. Like,
I like that.
You're just wondering how it's going to feel.
Was it supposed to be like that? I don't really know.
No, but...
he knew. He was screaming.
Right. At a certain point, once it gets hooked, like...
You know after that.
You know. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
It's instinctual.
Well, Joe doesn't know yet.
Yeah.
Caught everything, sir.
No, I mean, you haven't lost your virginity.
It's never perfect.
Right. I'm having a baby, but I haven't lost my virginity.
Well, yeah, that's right. Science, buddy.
Sir. Yeah.
The virgin
Jesus had a baby.
Right. Exactly.
Jesus, Mary had a baby.
Did
she was a virgin.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Yeah. So, all right, so...
Allegedly. Allegedly.
All right, so you're screaming. You got hit.
I got hit, and then you finally noticed when...
Right.
Did you get hit? I'm like... Yeah, but it swam away. I kind of knew it wasn't because the fishing rod didn't stay.
It was like, just off.
Yeah, it was just off.
Right. So then I told you to change your bait, right? Because we wanted to see it.
Yeah.
And then when you reeled it up, you know, I noticed it definitely got whacked. It was like skinned.
Yeah.
And usually what happens with the sailfish is they'll come up, you know, they'll kind of play with it. They'll whack it with their bill. And when they do that, their bill is actually like sandpaper. So they'll skin the fish when they do something like that. The fish will be dead usually. Yours was a trooper though. That thing was kicking for a while.
It was I didn't notice really, and then you kind of touched it and it was all screwed up.
So we got rid of that bait. We put a new one on, nice juicy pilchard, right?
Mm-hmm. Pilchard.
Yep.
But it was nice having you guys there because like those are the little things about fishing like that I still don't know, and if like you've never fished like you won't know, like, oh, putting the bait on the hook, all the little things of getting ready.
Right.
Like
preparing.
The line, the bait, I didn't have to worry about, like, what type of bait are we going to use?
Sure.
What's the, like, if there's, like, if there's somebody who's trying to fish alone and just like, hey, I'm going to go on this adventure. You don't kayak fish alone ever, do you?
Yeah, I do. You should.
He actually does more than I do.
Yeah, I go fishing a lot. I don't go like I don't go. I go as far as you guys were,
alone.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Any further you want someone with you.
Depends on the weather. I mean, it depends on the weather. You shouldn't though. Don't do that. You shouldn't do that, especially if you're new. Like you shouldn't go out by yourself. The current and
definitely
the wind can change immediately. But I'm a pretty strong paddler, so I can get back, and I always wear a vest, and I have a radio, and I have a phone, and so.
Okay, so
even though I feel like I'm safe. You shouldn't do it.
Right. Because those
people
are things,
do it all the time.
Those are things like I did not have a radio or my phone on me. Like,
right.
You had your phone on you.
I had everything on me just in case something went wrong. That's kind of why I wanted the pedal drives to begin with, just in case, like, we'll talk about that in a minute, but when you hook up, you know, you're going to be flying south
right,
or north.
So
I can just pedal up to you and help you out.
Yeah, which was great.
Yeah.
So it was. it's interesting, those little things. Like if you're starting out and you're just like, this seems cool, I want to go kayak fishing, there's a lot you need to know before you go. And kind of like you need to look up what the waves are going to be.
Sure.
It's so weather dependent.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, I didn't know what type of fishing rods we were using, like the line we were using.
Right.
Joe didn't either. I supplied all those things.
Yeah.
If you remember.
Frank. Appreciate
yeah.
it.
Yeah. No, you're welcome.
But it was nice not having to think about it. But sure. those are a lot of little things that everybody else, like, unless you're going with someone who's going to set it
right,
up.
Right. For sure. You may overlook half of that.
Yeah, and that could totally screw your day up.
Yeah, or sure. just make you not have fun. And if you go out for the first time and it's shitty weather and you don't catch a fish, you may never go back. So it's always like good to go with someone who knows what they're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then, all right, so you lost that fish. That was okay. I wasn't, you know, you were doing your thing.
And, yeah. The funniest was when I actually hooked up, I was peeing again, which I don't know.
You called it.
Yeah,
you
I don't know. The second time I peed, though, I did, like, Joe knew because I did this little move where I'd put my hand in the water.
You go and like this.
I try to, like, splash the shit out of, like, literally. But I tried to hide it the second time because I was like, this is not a big deal. You don't need to, like, present that you're peeing right now.
You were hiding it from me, huh?
Yeah.
Dude, next time just pee, like, just drink, like, a gallon of water before you go. So every time you peed, you were hooking up.
I know. It was kind of like
it's true
strategy.
It was like a signal.
You did it on purpose.
It
was. Yeah,
it's a kingfish signal.
So yeah. So then your rod goes bent all the way down. You got another fish on.
Yeah,
starts going.
Which the pull wasn't as bad as I thought.
Right.
Which was nice because I thought I was literally gonna.
You kept asking me like that morning. You're like, how fast am I gonna be pulled by the fish if it's a sailfish? And I'm like, well. It's the fastest thing on earth, yeah, so it could fast. Be fast, you know, it depends. But, you know, I told you about the drag and all that stuff. So,
but you had a king, you know, a decent-sized king.
Yeah, which was also funny because I still don't know how fast I would have been pulled. Like, I didn't know if you guys were telling me the truth or just going, no, it's going to be fine, just go.
Both, a little bit of both.
A little bit of both.
It was going to be fine, but, like, it is a pretty good pull. Like, especially if you don't keep it in front of you, on my kayak anyway. If you don't keep it in front of you and it pulls you sideways, it can be a little squirrely, but...
Yeah. Oh, how did you feel when the king was pulling you when you hooked
up? It was strong, but it wasn't like
what you thought.
Yeah, it wasn't like I didn't feel unstable.
Yeah.
Right.
Like straightening out, I like had a second like as it was pulling me to kind of straighten the thing out mm-hmm. and also grab the fishing rod from the hole in
sure.
the kayak. Yeah. So the second I did those two things, and then I yelled at you, saying, get your ass over
here. You were screaming at me a lot.
Yeah.
That day.
Well, there was a lot going on.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, it's funny. I'm a really good skier. That's what I grew up.
You were telling me on the water, Yeah.
Like, I used to race downhill skiing. It's like I'm taking somebody out who's never done it. And then I forget how many questions they have.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. My buddies go to Colorado. My buddy's uncle has like a resort on a mountain in Colorado, and he's always trying to get me to go. I'm like, dude, every time you take someone there, they come back with like a knee injury.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck that. Yeah. I'm not going all the way across the country to break my kneecap.
Yeah, but no I did to get a kingfish. And
So talk about what happened with the fight.
Yeah.
So I roll up next to you, right?
Yeah.
You're screaming at me to come over. You're fighting the fish.
You're kind of talking me through it.
Right. And the fish comes up.
Yeah. It was interesting.
I had the gaff, right?
Yeah, I didn't know how long it was going to take.
Right.
Like, it's like moments you pick and choose.
Sure.
Reel it in and...
Pump and go.
Yeah, which I didn't... Yeah, you were screaming that to me.
Yeah. Pump, reel, yeah. Because you don't want that line going slack. The minute that line goes slack, it could pop the hook out, especially sailfish.
Right. Yeah, so it was interesting. It was like, you know, but... We got it up, mm-hmm. and it's weird. It's weird the second you can see it. Like sailfish, they're, you know, you told me they jump out of the water. We saw a couple, but like this one, it's like you don't.
Yeah, it doesn't really jump.
For me, I didn't know what the thing looks like.
Right.
You just said they have teeth.
Yeah, big teeth.
yeah.
And they come up, and then I stuck that thing right.
Yeah.
Did a little head shake. Got some blood on you.
Yeah.
You took some photos that didn't when you because your camera wasn't on.
I know.
Good move.
Yep. It was weird having blood and my own pee on me at the same time.
How did that feel?
It felt like...
You just gave birth.
I felt a little wild. Yeah.
You just gave birth.
That's the virginity thing going full circle.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I made you hold it?
Yeah, that was... I was happy it was dead when I was holding it.
Okay.
But, like, I
had to kill it. I didn't want him to, you know.
Yeah, but it was, like, it was interesting. It was, I don't know. It was, like, it happened pretty quickly, too.
Sure, sure.
When it was up there. Like, I wasn't panicking at all, but it just felt like, it was just, like, this is new.
Remember I told you? Like, when you do get that fish, you're going to have that. It's like a rush, right?
Yeah.
You're going to you get this, like, it's almost addicting. Like, you get this rush. You just got this fish. It's a great feeling. And then it almost, like, becomes an addiction. Like, you want to do it again.
Yeah, it was.
What would you tell someone new that's getting into this sport, and this was your first whole time coming out, even though we messed with you a lot, what advice would you give to someone new besides don't go with Joe? In the sport of
playing. Yeah, that was number one. Go with someone who knows what they're doing.
I did not coach him, people. Right. I did not coach him.
I didn't know.
We got a fish.
Maybe you would have been better. I don't know.
We might not. You probably wouldn't have caught anything. I know more. I appear to know more of what I'm doing, but somehow I don't catch him. I don't know what it is.
Yeah. I don't know. It's.
But what would you say to someone new that wants to give it a try?
It's really fun. As long as, don't underestimate it. Like, just.
Rethink it.
Both. Like, don't underestimate it. Like, you're gonna need equipment. You want to know what you're doing out there and have a sense of what's going on. Also, get on a kayak if you've never been on one before you do this.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, you want to be comfortable on a kayak, which was huge for me. I was like, being on the kayak did not freak me out at all.
Right. Yeah. You were comfortable out there. I mean, sure. We were just talking for hours.
Yeah.
Just, you know, shooting the shit, you know?
Yeah. It wasn't the kayaking part wasn't a big deal. But yeah, know what you're doing, but also just have a good time. Like, I started over, like, when I was thinking about this, like, a month before we were going, I'm like, there are going to be sharks out there. Like,
by the way, there were sharks out there. They're everywhere.
You just don't see them.
Where there's salt water.
Right.
They just live there.
Right. Right. So. But it was funny because when we were just waiting out there, hanging out, I was thinking in my head, oh, I want to ask him if there are sharks. And what's the point?
Right.
There's no point.
What are you going to do? Because I would say,
sure.
Sure. Yeah. They're all over the place.
Just reach in. Taste the water.
Yeah. It's like,
tastes like salt. There's sharks.
That was like, if I did have to jump in the water, I'm like, how close are those sharks?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And you were peeing quite a bit.
Yeah.
Which
could be a deterrent. Depends on what you ate, probably. Like asparagus, they probably wouldn't be down with that pee.
Also, a good point of advice is going with a guide that doesn't, I don't know what's true.
Like, true.
Yeah.
We were a couple of trolls here.
We were coaching you up pretty good.
It was fun.
We had fun messing with you, but it
was good.
It's tough love, you know.
Yeah,
I wish I could have gone out there.
Of course,
sounds like.
But yeah, just go, just do it. Like, it's a little bit trial by fire, but
sure. But hey, you got your first kingfish.
Yeah. How else are you gonna learn? Like,
exactly. Maybe hire you know, Robinson or the guys from Deep Blue.
Yeah.
Somebody who's like an actual guide.
Right. There's some great guides.
There are
some really good
charter guides here.
But then it's boring. Like, you want to hang with someone that's a good time.
That's another.
Oh no, those guys are cool.
Yeah,
those guys
cool.
are way cool.
They're cool. Yeah. But I do agree. Like, you
you're just shitting on them, not knowing.
No. Those dudes. Yeah. Like, those guys are way cool. Yeah, they're all our buddies.
But I do understand what you're saying. Like, if you're gonna go out, you want to have a conversation with somebody. Yeah. You want to have a good time. You know, you don't just want to be.
Yeah, because that was the other thing. I've never really fished, maybe a couple times, but it's a lot of hanging out.
Exactly.
Yeah, and if you don't catch anything, like, what did you spend your time doing? You just were hanging out. So, like, you might as well be with cool people.
Yeah, and you want to enjoy the experience. I mean, we were out there and talking, and it was a nice breeze, beautiful day, cool outside, and we were just talking just about college and pretty much. Didn't shave, huh? Well, I trim it. You know what I mean? Like, you shaved your face. Hey, let's go into that.
I didn't know if that was established that you had a beard.
Oh, dude.
It's very established.
I had a beard for, like, you know, that's most people only ever see me with the beard.
So yeah. I asked Jared. I said, you know, we were talking. And we got back to the beach.
We went back to the beach.
Yep. And we gave Freddie the kingfish, which you have, right?
What about Smokey?
That was nuts. I wanted to talk about that.
Sure.
Just
the beard or?
No, bringing the fish back.
Right. Okay.
Which was, you made me put it on my lap.
Yes.
For a little bit.
Yes, for almost the whole time.
He didn't know how to open the hatch. Not Jared's fault. Joe didn't.
There's
Listen,
no hatch.
If you're going to do this, you got to do it the manly way. You know, you got to have the blood on you. You got to
no
have
hatch.
Dried pee this smell on you. You got to have.
Opens up that thing between your legs. The black part opens all the way up. The whole kayak is a hatch.
Is that true?
You could. Yeah. You're like, you could.
He
fit,
doesn't know.
You could fit a body in there.
See, these are the things like you want a guy. You want somebody to go, this is your kayak. This is how it works. When you're out there, you can.
They come back to the beach with a kingfish on his lap.
Which is cool.
Ridiculous.
I've done it many times with Wahoo, sir.
Just didn't have anywhere to put it, though.
Me and you were basically holding that monster mahi together, bringing it back.
Well, that's true, but we also didn't have a big, giant center hatch
true.
That you could fit 180 pounds of fish
But
into.
It's cooler that way.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah. People on the beach thought it was
So dope. There is an upside to that kayak besides sitting in your pee.
Yeah.
Pretty much, right? Yeah.
It's got a huge center hatch. Like you could put a 150-pound tuna.
It was surprising how much more stable that kayak was than like a normal.
Oh yeah.
Ocean kayak, like anything else I've been on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they're fast. The Stealths. Those are actually better for dealing with like monster waves. And I mean, these guys in South Africa. You were telling me.
Well, they just have to punch through this huge surf, and if you don't get through it. You just don't go fishing, so.
Yeah.
So you were on a stable beast, but.
Yeah, it's a great kayak.
But again, like, you handled it well out there. Yeah. It was, I mean, after an hour, me and you were just.
We're coming back looking at the thing. Like, I mean, I'm not squeamish at all to that, but it was funny.
Weird.
It was like, you have your, here's your friend that you just killed in the water. And, I'm taking you home. Like, what?
Where are you going to eat? Well, that excitement that you get when you catch the fish, what I think that is like, that's like some primal, like, chemical thing that happens in your brain that says you just caught your food. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's why you want to do it again.
It's
because
it's
like,
a man thing.
It's like nature is rewarding you for, like, catching a thing that you're going to consume and, like, feed yourself. Like,
yeah.
I think that's really, like, a DNA thing.
I always,
you can't get over that.
I always have this. I get it. Like, I felt that. I had this other side of my brain, though, going, like, does this fish have a family? Like, is he?
So is that why I got that look when I gaffed it and it shook its head and the blood kind of splattered on you a little bit? And you were just kind of like.
You see a tear in its eye.
Yeah, it was just
like, it's thinking of little kingfish.
Its thought was my.
And then I'm basically like, here. You know, here's the.
And the kingfish's sister saw it.
Oh, yeah. His Aunt Gladys was in town for Christmas, and she saw the death.
The whole thing. The whole school was just watching, like, what are you doing?
Yeah. Right before Christmas, too.
Oh, boy.
No,
and,
it was.
And Hanukkah.
It was.
And oh, it's Happy Kwanzaa, by the way. That's today.
It is Kwanzaa,
Is it really?
Yeah.
Yep.
Nice.
In happy the name Kwanzaa. Of inclusion, Happy Kwanzaa.
You too, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What is Kwanzaa, though, by the way?
Is it?
Do you even know? Do we know?
Kwanzaa?
What is Kwanzaa?
It's another holiday. In December,
that
we celebrate.
Sounds like fun. If there's presents,
I know as much about Kwanzaa as I do about kayak fishing now.
Perfect.
Yeah,
you know speaking it's in December.
Speaking of,
everyone
Kwanzaa.
Tells me different stories about how it's done. And,
see,
yeah, and somehow the holiday passes, and you're like, all right,
that was cool.
Yeah,
Kwanzaa was cool.
Well, speaking of Christmas and Kwanzaa and all this fun festive stuff, I brought you a gift. I know I gave you a gift on the last podcast, but this one's wrapped. This one's from Maria.
He gave me this, by the way.
I created him a
he
mug
says,
with
says,
a heart.
Freddie, I made you a
in
mug.
In pottery class.
He says, that's I made right. you a mug in pottery class by hand.
Jared, if you ever need a mug,
I'm going through
you
this.
You let me know.
Wow. Right? I'm going through it, and I'm looking at it, and I'm like, oh, man, this is some craftsmanship. Then I look at the bottom of it, and I notice that it's his wife's initials, maiden. And I'm like, she just told you to get rid of this, didn't she?
Wow.
And so he gave me that.
I don't know what he's talking
is,
about. This is all lies.
It also kind of has a spout, but not really.
Yeah, like
yeah. See, it's got
like,
berries.
It's like a measuring cup, except for
right. So this is
coffee.
This is for you.
Okay, I got it.
All right, so you got to open this.
This one's squishy. Did you make this one too?
This is a personal gift, and it's.
This feels like an extreme T-shirt.
You'll see. Let's see. Open the sucker.
Okay, here we
you
go.
You open it, dude. What are you like?
I like to enjoy the moment, dude.
Not get yelled at in the moment. Yeah.
You are so ridiculous.
So we figured you're having a hard time thinking clearly. So we purchased you a brain.
This is a
brain.
Wow.
Ultra squishy brain.
Is that unbelievable?
It is unbelievable. Quite unbelievable.
The price isn't on there, is it?
What do you do with it?
You squeeze it. It looks like.
Well, Fred needs it for
stress relief.
Do you throw
a little
it?
Bit of stress?
I think you
you
just...
could mush it. You can. I was thinking we can use it, you know, for the podcast to have a nice little.
Oh, it's for sure going on this.
Thinking brain.
We're gonna need a whole another set for all the toys you're bringing.
You need
here.
Another.
He's just
segment.
Unloading all the shit at his house that he doesn't want it sitting around.
Well, if I did making, that, sir, we would have Raider stuff everywhere.
You're making room for the baby, is what it is. So you're getting rid of all these things at the house.
Yeah.
That's what's going on.
Yeah,
I'm on to you, bro. Thank
how,
you.
Here's a question. How sure. old will your kid have to be before you take them out?
That's a good question.
Because you want people to start young, right?
Yeah, so I'll probably introduce her to just fishing without the kayak first, you know, just like little peacock fishing, bass, stuff like that. I'll introduce her to that early on, I would say maybe like 3 or 4, just to kind of bring her with me to... just see what's going on. She won't be able to really do it, but I'll be with her to kind of show her the way.
Right.
And then
who's going to put the bait on the hook for her if you can't even do it?
I'm going to show her everything, sir.
Oh.
Everything. And then I'd say with the kayak, I might do it at like 10, to be honest with you. Maybe a little, maybe 9, 10, and really get
just
her.
Just kayaking or kayak fishing?
Kayak fishing, yeah. I'll take her out with me. And kind of do what I did with you, except I'll put her in a...
Except maybe by then you'll be better at it?
I'll put her in
a smaller kayak?
In a Hobie, yeah. Or we can just...
Maybe you can go on a tandem.
Or we could do a tandem, yeah.
Yeah.
But I think 9 and 10 is a good age to... you put that on the Darth Vader thing.
Bro, by the time she's 10, she's going to be so over kayak fishing. She's going to be like, Dad... This
Dad,
is retarded.
Seriously? Let's
this
go
is
to
so
like
stupid.
The mall.
God, can we just go shopping or what? She's yeah. gonna be so.
I don't think so. I don't want her to be yeah. like that. I want her to be.
Oh, dude, she's gonna be like that.
See, this is gonna be on video. So here's my prediction for.
I
my
have an
11-year-old
girl, by the way. So.
Well, here's my prediction. She's gonna be badass. She's gonna have a lifted truck. Okay, like big wheels. She's gonna wear camo, and she's gonna be good looking and beautiful and badass and. You know, she's going to be one of those girls that, like, breaks those guys' hearts, you know?
So somebody else is going to raise her? Because there's no way you're doing this.
I know. Who's going to teach her how to put fucking air in her tires?
I'm going to show her. Well, she's got to have a lot of uncles, too. Uncle Fred.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
Uncle Jared.
Who's going to teach her how to.
Jared's like, no.
She's going to teach her how to get unstuck from the mud, dude.
Huh?
Yeah.
Well, I got my truck. We could tow her out of it. Right?
You can't tow anything with your
truck. This is the first problem in life. How is she going to get out of the mud?
Yeah, seriously,
yeah.
Fred.
Well, you're talking about 4x4 trucks and camo.
We're talking about
that's cool.
Dude. Kayak fishing at 10, not at 16.
Yeah, true, seriously.
True.
Like, okay, well, so she's gonna be a badass kayak.
That's
fisher
my prediction. Yes, mm-hmm.
At 10 years old.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It'll be funny when everybody else sees. Like, is this girl 13 and she's like reeling in?
It'd be badass.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and she won't be able to date till she's 35.
That's good.
None think? Of these things are gonna come to fruition. Just so you know.
So 10's the right age to start.
10 is the right age. Yeah. Yeah. I think, well, you could even be 9, maybe 8 if someone's like really on that person. And you know, listen, the big thing is you don't want to take kids out too early because let's say you take them out. And this happens on boats, too.
Mm-hmm.
I have a cousin where, you know, he was taken out and he got seasick when he was very little
and
on the boat. It was too young, you know, and then now he hates the water. So you gotta gauge that the right way because if they have
but even
a bad,
if you get seasick, don't you just try again?
The thing is, I feel like if you're a little kid and you have a really bad experience, you know, seasick is probably like the worst experience if you're stuck out there for like over 2 hours. Like if you're seasick, it's the worst, right?
Yeah.
So like that, it'll be like in their brain. I feel like so you gotta do it the right way. I feel like, and it's gotta be at the right age because if you do it too early and they get scared. It might ruin the whole. She might not even like fishing.
Maybe that's just a parenting thing, though, because like
it could be.
My dad, whenever I was scared, he like literally threw me back out there. Like,
well, that's the right way to do it, though. You got to let them learn, you know.
Yeah, like playing baseball. Like I got hit by a pitch or something. He's like, "Nope, you're batting now."
Yeah, see,
like
that's how you should do it. Just let them learn. You know, trial and error.
Like you're, yeah. So you would stick your daughter on the boat and just be like, all right, deal with it.
Sure.
I mean, this is one of those times when Joe's proving the point he was trying to, like, argue against a minute ago. Like, oh, you should wait until they're 10 because it might be a bad
experience.
Do it again. And he's saying just make them do it if it sucks.
Well, no. What I'm saying, age-wise, I'm saying you don't want to bring them if they're, like, you know, 6 years old and they get seasick. They're going to, like, they're never going to like it, you know.
So but make them go again. It's like wrestling practice, dude. It sucks.
First time I ever kayaked in the ocean, actually, I hated it. Like, I
really?
Yeah, first time, like, I'm from New Hampshire, so I would go out in the surf in New Hampshire, and it was, like, too rough that day, or I didn't really feel like I had control.
Right.
And then, I fell off, but then I went again, and I thought it was awesome. Like, same thing happened. Maybe it's just a me thing. Like, I learned horseback riding, same thing. Like, hey, it felt like I had no control, fell off the horse, then got on and was good at it.
Sure. I'm definitely afraid of horses.
Really?
Oh. They're so big.
Yeah, they're big. Right?
Hell no.
They don't look big on TV. Like,
no, they're very big.
They're huge, dude.
Yeah.
They just accidentally step on your foot and you're done.
Yeah.
You're limping forever.
Christopher Reeves, right? That's how he broke his neck. Horse riding?
I mean, a horse killed Superman, dude. Think about that.
That's true. Did you know that?
Think about that, dude.
Is that
above your age grade?
I'm not falling for the...
Christopher Reeves.
No, this is real.
No, this is real. Christopher Reeves was the guy who played the original Superman.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And then he fell off a horse, and it killed him.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, he broke his neck and died.
We weren't messing with you that time,
So, it's just a joke shocking. That a horse killed Superman, but it is kind of true.
That's shocking.
So, kayak fishing-wise...
Wait, it didn't kill him. He was just paralyzed. What am I talking about?
Yeah, well, he died, like, 2 years later.
So I'm 25, by the way. I don't know if I'm supposed to...
I don't know if he died. Like, he was... I remember him being in a wheelchair.
He was...
Oh, that's right. We were talking about that.
Oh, yeah. We were guessing.
Joe asked him how old I am, and he's like 42, and I'm like, oh, shit. I got to... I like literally...
That's why he shaved.
I drove straight home and shaved it off.
Yeah.
Right away.
You're such a today, baby, he said that I really affected you, though.
Oh, dude, of course it did. I'm a fat
I saw
ass.
It in your face.
Oh, immediately. He's like, oh, yeah, dude. Eh. 42? I'm like, oh.
You know, like, when a girl's about to cry and she, like, she tries to keep the face even though, like, it's coming out? That was, like, Fred's face.
I look like a girl who's kind of, like, a little overweight, and you ask her if she's expecting, you know? Like, are you pregnant? And she's just like,
It's never a good.
You know? Like,
Jared's she's like, what am I doing?
She's trying to act like it's not just the most depressing question she could be asked.
You could ask a guy if they're expecting. That's a different reaction.
That's true.
That's true.
That one's not.
You should do something like that on your stand-up. You know, like, make a joke out of that.
Do not give him joke advice, bro.
What?
You're
not saying. Well, I'm just saying that could be something cool, right? I mean, I think.
Maybe.
All right. So, all right, listen. With the kayak fishing.
I'll have to credit you every time I do it.
Can you please? Just shoot me a text.
Joe Hector.
Joe, that was.
He wrote that one.
Yes. See, I like that.
Oh, God. That's never going to happen.
Well. So with the kayak fishing in general, Jared, the whole experience all together, going out there, catching the fish, bringing the fish back, Fred filleting the fish, which we're probably going to eat pretty soon.
Yeah.
You're smoking it, right?
I'm going to smoke it and make some dip.
Okay. So what would you rate the whole experience, you know, 1 to 10? Like, would you do it again? And do you recommend it for other people in your age or whatever?
It was a... It depends on the day,
sure.
But it is like an 8 or a 9. Like it's very fun. It depends who you are. If you're somebody who's really impatient, like, it may not be for you. It's also nice to be on the water and get away from everything. Like, if you're, I don't know, you're doing it to enjoy the time. And catch fish. But, like, if you're someone who's super, like, just impatient or result-oriented or not good on the water,
right,
it's not going to be for you.
Well, I'll tell you this. The reason I started, I have, like, crazy ADD, man. So, like, my doctor was like, dude, you need to find something to do that's, like, that you don't have a choice. So, like, I was like, yoga and kayak fishing. Because you're on the ocean, like, you really just have to – force yourself to be patient. If you're trying to become patient, it's a great hobby to get into because,
you know,
you don't really have anything else to do out there.
You know, there's other things too. Like, it's not that dangerous if you're not an idiot.
Right.
Like, that's one thing where it's like, I was thinking about that a lot, but I'm like, it's really not that dangerous if you're not dumb.
Right.
Like, if you're going out on a calm day and you're, you're with somebody who knows what they're doing.
Yeah.
Which was me. if you kind of have an idea how to handle a fish.
Yeah.
Before, like, if you're going out there and you're like, oh, we're going to catch it. Okay. But no one knows how to gaff the fish or how, you know.
Sure.
Yeah. It's also interesting, like, when you're out there, you don't know what type of fish you have.
Right.
Yeah, until it's up. You don't know until you see that.
It's like
color.
Christmas, dude.
Yeah.
You don't know what you're really getting.
It's really weird. No. Try fishing on the bottom. That's when there's, like, you know, 50 different species that you might pull up and you don't know.
Yeah. But it's fun. It's like a... It's really fun, and it's good. Like, I come to Florida a good amount. It's good to remind you, oh, there's an ocean and stuff to do.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would definitely recommend it to people. And it's a good workout. It's yeah.
And you're into working out too?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I started boxing recently.
Really?
Nothing.
In LA? Where do you go boxing?
Gym called Trinity. I'm a novice, so okay. I'm like still like – I'm a little above kayak fishing and boxing.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So you could beat up Joe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, that goes without saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean.
Thanks, Fred.
I can't believe he wins in a fight with a fish.
Honestly. Yeah, it's pretty unbelievable.
He's got those muscles, though. Yeah. They help.
No, it's good. It's like, it's a lot of fun in it, you know. I was the night before looking at YouTube videos on how, like, what it's gonna look like, and all these people seeing the fish and going, whoa, holy shit, what? It's cool, but it's never, or at least when we went, it's never too much.
Right.
Yeah,
it looks a little, I'm gonna say bigger, but it looks a little intimidating, maybe, like when you watch some of it.
It's still big and it's intimidating, but as long as you don't mess up when the fish is right near you.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's when most people lose their fish, is they, right when it gets near them. In everyone, all of us included.
Sure, we've all been through that.
And that thing will get, you'll think it's there, and then you'll take another run.
And it's gone.
Snap you off. That's what happens. It sees the boat, or you miss the gaff, or whatever, but it's definitely right when it happens. It's right by the kayak. So.
Yeah, but that's also, you know, that's when I feel like the danger factor is a little more.
That's when the shark will, like when the fish is right there, that's really the highest chance of being hit by a shark, because they're like, there's a, you know, an injured fish right there, and it might,
and it's bleeding, so yeah, you know, it's so, got blood coming out of the gills,
right.
It's dying.
It's super rare though, dude. Like, it's super rare.
Yeah,
especially sharks are here. More lazy than people think. Sharks don't like to really go hunting for their food. No. They want to just grab a piece of meat that's floating around in the water. Right, Jared.
Right. I see where you went with
pee
that.
Meat.
Did you like that?
Yeah. That's cool.
Could you have that in your skin?
So,
I think the pregnant thing's better.
Boom. So tell us about, speaking of your comedy, like, when are you performing again? Because I know we probably talked people's ears off about kayak fishing.
Yeah.
So, tell us about when you're.
Yeah, so I do stand-up. I go all over the country. I'm in Los Angeles and New York most of the time. I'm performing on January 4th at this place called Just the Funny in Miami. Mm. So that'll be a good show. It's a cool spot. Not like a giant theater or anything. But
right.
It's a nice.
Like a proper room.
Where they serve you drinks and stuff
like
that.
Yeah,
okay.
It's a cool spot.
Nice. Wait, they serve drinks at the comedy?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Show?
Oh, yeah.
Weird.
Yeah. They always do
most
that.
Clubs. Oh, wow. Drinks and food and, yeah.
That's so weird. They serve drinks at a comedy show. Huh. That's weird.
Yeah.
You ever,
Jared, do you want to be the new host?
You ever do the Laugh Factory?
Yeah, sometimes. You know, I'm starting out, so I'm working my way in.
You have to go through, like, the gauntlet of, like, open mic and all that?
Yeah, all that shit.
It's a grind, dude.
It's a lot. A grind. It's like a sport. You got to get good first.
Yeah. Got to get good. Got to pay your dues.
Yeah.
And then it's less like a sport. I was talking to your dad about it. Like, you can grind and get good, and then you still have to be picked. You know, like, someone's got to choose you.
Yeah.
Like, acting. It's
someone's
like,
got to believe in you.
Yeah. Like, someone still has to actually put you in a movie. Or put you in a role. Like, you still
and
have
you've
to be
been
chosen.
In quite a few of those, too, right?
Yeah, that's starting to take off a little, which is nice. I'm shooting some Christmas movie when I get back to L.A. in January. They're trying to, I think it's going to be on Freeform or Hallmark. So
nice.
That'll be much different than this.
Hallmark.
Right.
Yeah. This is way high budget though. So that's probably going to be a little step below.
Everybody listening to this podcast right now is hearing fishing. Is he talking about a Hallmark movie?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Are you kidding me?
Christmas show?
Oh man. Dude, Hallmark. Golly. Those are like the most feel-good movies of all time.
My grandma's like, I watch that every day.
Of course you do, Grandma.
Oh, yeah. And you, so, and you were telling me on the water, because we talked about this, was, you know, when you do these shows, I mean, what do you feel like when you go in front of these people and it's,
you gotta, you know,
this is your writing, so you,
it's a mix, you know, some depends on how it's going.
Yeah.
It's like the worst form of judgment.
You just don't, don't lose your confidence
when
you're up there.
It's all about confidence, right?
Yeah. It's a lot, there's a lot of other stuff.
Sure, but
the bottom line is, stay confident up there.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, and they feel people can read you.
They feel you breaking, don't they?
Yeah. Even if it's going poorly, address it or don't. Just be confident.
Yeah, yeah.
Make a decision. And, it's interesting. Like, I can have a show where I feel terrible and I'm staying confident up there and doing my
killing thing.
People are laughing.
And I get off and I'm like, I guess, but it went okay. So, it went well. So, screw it.
Right.
You know? Yeah. Or shows like, you know, I don't know if you guys, you know, whenever you have to work sick, like, again, no one knows you're sick, but you're up there going, this is how many more?
Brutal.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But
what's your longest set?
I've done 40 minutes.
Holy shit.
40 minutes?
Yeah. So it's still building, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, it's different between doing 40 minutes and doing 40 great minutes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's, you know, it's more about the quality.
Right. Sure. Of course.
Yeah. So it's interesting though. It's just a whole different world.
Oh, I'm sure.
And there's so many shows about stand up out right now.
Sure.
Like there's an interest. Like there's
two Netflix is blowing comedy up.
Netflix and then Crashing and I'm Dying Up Here and Miss Maisel. Like all these shows are talking about comedy now.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Which, everyone has a special too. It's like it's so easy to get out there. And
I mean, like,
well, I was listening to Bill Burr the other day. He's like, they're not really specials anymore because they're not special. Everyone has one. There's more like just an hour.
Yeah.
It's like everyone has one now, so there's nothing more special anymore.
Yeah, but again, it's like a great special is still a special.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
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 So I don't know. It's a. You know, it's kind of you work hard at it and you try to meet as many people as you can and
sure
and who's in
networking
your, who's in everything. Your yeah who's in your world and you know everybody a lot of people like you go how did you get successful and it's like people will tell you a story but a lot some just go I don't know it just
yeah
it all it started to line up so you don't know.
It's just like we had a guest on, this guy, Jamie Bunn, who runs these huge tournaments. And, you know, my first question to him was, you know, how did you get started with this? Like, how did this get rolling? And he's like, I didn't even have a plan. It just happened.
Right.
It just kind of rolls into something else. And
it happens a lot when you're doing stand-up. You're like, you start at one place and everyone's like, hey, we're going to this, like, the comedy store now. Or you're going wherever.
Right.
And you end your night somewhere and you're like, all right, I guess I'm here. I'm going here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you see, in comedy, it's really kind of unique where guys who, like, are just hustlers their entire careers, and they just don't go anywhere, and then all of a sudden explode. Like Ron White, for instance. Like,
oh, yeah.
Dude, guys like that, like Bill Ingvall, like, he's doing clubs, like, colleges, like, all over the world. That guy's been working for 40 years, like, whatever.
Yeah. There's a lot of comics on the road, too.
Just blow up.
A lot of comedians on cruise ships that no one's ever heard of.
Never will. Yeah.
Or maybe will.
Yeah,
maybe,
All it takes is, like, you know.
Something,
all it takes is
All
it takes is Bill Burr to see him or something.
I know a lot of comedians that work on cruise ships that, like.
Kill it.
Do well, yeah.
Yeah, and they kill, too. Sure. They're funny.
And there's different styles of humor. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just so. You just never know.
Right.
Like, I can think someone's great. You could not get it. Like, it's a weird.
Have you ever been put, like, have you ever had to, like, open or, you know, feature for, like, a black comedian? Where the crowd is there. I went to Charlie Murphy, dude, in West Palm. And, like, the crowd was there to see Charlie Murphy. and right. the poor fuckers that got up before him were yeah. like the crowd was I hearing it, you know?
Right, but you have to, especially when you're newer, like.
Just got
to
take what you
can
get, right?
Some comedians, like Chris Rock, is picking who's opening for him.
For sure.
Because right. it's like, it's his shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Some
yeah.
other comedians, like if they're playing in an improv or something, some just go, you know, just whoever the local guy is.
That's
in
how
the
improv here does it, yeah.
Right.
That's how the improv here does it.
It depends on the comedian. Sure. You can tell. Sometimes you can, yeah. And if you're in that position, you know, and you got somebody just black,
gotta go.
White.
You just got to go bomb sometimes.
Indifferent, like crazy, not crazy. You just kind of.
Well, like imagine if you have to open for Carrot Top or something like that, and everyone's there to see Carrot Top, and you're like a chill, like sort of dude.
Well,
like,
you got to know that.
Yeah, for sure.
You do your shit, make it quick, and then.
Yeah.
Like. No one wants to see you up there for 30 minutes
no.
if they're waiting for him.
Exactly. No, that's it. That's yeah. it. Exactly. That's why when I saw Charlie Murphy, like, dude. Every single comic that came up before him, like, no one was paying attention, dude. Like, they were just talking and eating and laughing at everything but him. And the comic center was like, this poor guy, like,
yeah,
he's getting murdered up here. And it's not even his fault. No. They're all funny. Like, everybody's funny at that level.
Yeah.
Just getting murdered.
It's just, yeah. You got to know your room.
Yeah, right. For sure.
Right. There's a lot of times where I don't. And it's like, all right. Or you get up there and you think the room's a one way and you start going and then you realize the room's completely different.
Like right? you find yourself in like lower Alabama, you know, and yeah. you're like, you're doing this. You're doing like New York bits and you're in, you know,
hopefully,
South Alabama.
But hopefully you have jokes that work everywhere.
For sure. Yeah.
Like
that's what I was going to ask you. So you write your own material, right?
Yeah.
Do you ever go up there and you in your brain, you're like, all right, I got to skip this one to that one. Like yeah. in your brain.
Oh, sure. You once you get comfortable enough. Yeah, I mean, for me at least, I'm able to adjust.
Right.
Like when I go, oh boy, like yeah, I can make those decisions. I can call an audible. Like yeah. I literally think of it like a sport.
Yeah.
I'm like calling
audibles. You're right.
And like
that's what you got to do.
Yeah.
Switch the play.
Yeah.
On the fly.
Right. Yeah. Right.
So it's fun. It's like, but you do, but hopefully you have enough that works everywhere.
Sure.
Because you can't just keep skipping through stuff.
Mm-mm.
You know.
And like, when you write your stuff, is it just life stuff that you?
Mine's more, yeah.
Right?
For me, mine's more life and family and like
right.
just how dealing with life and kind of rolling with it, whatever happens.
Sure.
Like family, dating, anything really.
So like, in Alabama, that would be good because like you date your family in Alabama. So those jokes would intertwine.
Right. Right.
Be fine.
See, Fred was trying to
yeah.
sing
one in
there. That's an Alabama thing.
Yeah, totally.
Jared's like, yeah,
I don't
totally.
I don't think they've ever heard that before. So
never. No incest jokes ever.
Yeah.
No cousin fucker jokes.
I mean, that's a whole nother conversation about originality.
Yeah. But, you wouldn't think of an incest joke in Mississippi.
Oh, my
yeah.
God,
Fred.
Wow.
That's funny.
Yeah, but it's there's a lot to it.
And is it hard, like, when you do, like, a show, right, when you're an acting show, and you get all these lines, like, is it, like, thick with lines that you got to literally, like, just memorize, or is there a lot of stop and go?
It depends on the day.
Okay. The director, right?
It's also all my field is so case by case, like, you start to – you kind of develop your own way. You know, a basketball player who think of like, I don't know, like Kyrie Irving, who was on the Cavs. And then he's like, he's playing and he's doing great. Then LeBron comes and then LeBron leaves he goes to the Celtics. And like, you're going through different systems, different coaches, different shit. But you kind of know, like he knows how to be Kyrie Irving. He knows how to be great.
Sure.
At basketball. And as an actor or any profession, like everything's going to be moving around you. Like you just can't control it. So you're mm-hmm. like, you look at it and go, okay, this is what I need to do today.
Right.
Boom. Yeah.
You just do it.
You get your own. Yeah. You get your own method.
Okay.
Like, or your own thing.
Right.
As long as Kyrie scores 40, no one's complaining.
Sure.
Like,
but sure. I mean, you got to act like, but so like when you do this, though, you got to like, in a way, pretend you're somebody else, right? So, do
that's
you have
exactly
to like
exactly what acting?
Well,
is.
I know, but what I'm saying is, do you have to like coach yourself into, you know, do you have to like look in the mirror, like
it's
and
it depends.
Is it?
It really depends. Like everybody's different. And a lot of people talk about acting process too. And there's so many podcasts and different things on it. Like
sure.
Interviews, like how do you acting, like different techniques,
right.
How to audition, what you do when you're on set, all this shit. And it's kind of like, look, you just got to do a great job. And obviously there's way more to the work, like, you know, connecting and being an artist. I'm just giving you like the super bare description.
Right, of course.
And it's just like you guys, people can tell if the guy's in it or not, or the girl who's acting is doing well, is in the thing or is not. So
they can just see that.
Yeah, and then you just find a way. So you find a way to do it.
Right.
That's it. Like, I love Catherine Hahn. She's an actress. She was in The Do-Over.
Right.
She's been in a lot of different movies, and she's great.
So you've acted with her?
I acted with her once.
Okay.
But I have no idea what she does to get ready. No clue. And does it matter? No.
So you guys don't talk about it at all?
You can. Like, right. I didn't act with her significantly enough. If I was doing, like this Christmas movie, I'm acting a lot with this one girl in the movie. So she was like, do you want to rehearse? And I'm sure.
Was it a kissing scene?
No.
Was it a sex scene?
No. Those are way – that's a whole nother thing.
It's a sex scene without the kissing, Joe. That's called porn, buddy.
Yeah.
I'm just asking. Type of no, acting. There's scenes in movies where, you know, you think to yourself –
that's a whole nother thing now. There's like a – there's this new job on set too.
Fluffer?
No. That's straight out of porn.
Hey, yeah. Hey, yo.
No, here we go.
But it's no, there's this.
Is it like the HR director? Because kind of, yeah, it's like I'm new, sure. Yeah.
You know, the Me Too movement and everything going on.
What do you mean HR director?
So basically it's
human
like,
resources. It's like the person who keeps you from like, you know, fucking yourself into ending up in you know, Kevin Spacey.
This is only
right, like,
only on really big movies. There's a person there now. If there's a sex scene, they kind of coordinate it.
Oh.
So everybody's happy.
Gotcha.
As an actor, like, I know if there's something like that, I need to talk to the person first.
Sure.
Guy, of course. Girl, whatever. And say, hey, like, so we're doing the whole thing. I'm just going to go for it. I may touch you here, just making sure.
Right. I figured that's what.
Just want you to know what I'm doing. And, and usually it's like, yeah, that's all good. And they tell me I'm gonna do this, like, and then you talk about it, make sure you guys are both comfortable,
right?
And then you do it, and after, and like, I'm always like, you good, everything? And they're like, yep. Or, you know, if we need to change something, we'll change it,
right?
But
can
yeah,
you sign this waiver, please.
Yeah, right.
Nowadays, dude.
Yeah, shit. But no, it's, you know, sometimes people don't have that conversation, and you totally need to. So they bring someone on now to make sure that happens.
Right.
And yeah.
Because I always wondered about that, you know, when they do scenes like that, like, I figured that they would have a conversation about it beforehand.
Yeah.
I mean,
you almost have to.
I mean, you can't just, you don't just go into that. So, but I just didn't know if, like, the level of how it worked, where if they had to reshoot it 5 to 10 times,
yeah,
like, how does that work? Like, do they get frustrated? Do they... I mean, I don't know. It's
like, you, again, it's like, that's why you want to work with people,
sure,
live with people that you like.
And it's all about being cool. I mean, I'm sure there's probably, just like in anything, there's probably certain actors that are awesome.
It's like
and any, there's some that are just, you got to be like tippy toes.
Any job in the world.
Right.
Yeah. It's just like, you just want to have a good experience.
Right, exactly.
Hang out with people that are fun and easy.
Right.
Yeah.
That's why I don't hang out with Fred.
Yeah.
Of course.
Right.
That's why you didn't come.
Because I'm not easy.
You intentionally didn't bring a third kayak.
Exactly. Fred didn't show up on Christmas.
Is that true?
I'm very disappointed in you. That's why I brought him the gift here.
Oh.
That is true.
You know, that really made me sad, sir.
It seemed like it when you were like, okay, cool.
What was that, by text?
I was like, dude, I'm feeling really down right now. I don't really want to be around anybody. You know, I could use a friend. But I don't want to go hang out. And you're like, okay, see you later.
And
seems like you were really
everyone,
bothered.
Tell everyone what you did instead.
Oh, I went to the movie.
He saw Liberal Spider-Man.
Yeah,
I mean Spider-Man.
I went to the movies and I ate
Spider-Man?
Chinese. Ah, dude, I made it halfway and walked out. The cartoon?
Yeah.
I couldn't.
I saw Aquaman after the...
Oh, so yeah. that was good. Okay,
so right? after I went kayak fishing, I saw Aquaman because I was like in the spirit.
I saw it the day before.
I thought did it was fantastic. Did I remind fantastic.
You of Aquaman? Great, right?
Yeah.
Did you feel the slightest bit gay, though?
No.
Oh, did you look at him and say...
Like, oh, my God, that guy could probably turn me.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit. Most people do.
There were moments okay. when he was on that, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, like when
I don't feel you.
Did in the he bar, remind like in the you bar, of me?
Like in the bar, no. and you're like, oh, God, I wish I was in the bar. He could protect
really.
Me.
Not really.
A little bit.
You know?
No, for sure not you.
What are you talking about?
What am I talking about?
You could play a less strong
You could play like a half, less strong? Half the height of him, maybe.
Like,
look, I just got a Rocky Balboa shirt.
So I could see you trying out. And I'm going, I would try are you out. Kidding?
What are you doing, bro?
I would look weird with a beard.
You also can't swim, so there's that.
He's got like this weird beard thing going though. I don't think I'd be able to make the cut.
I thought the movie was great though.
That was good.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Imagine this is what I was telling Scott the other day. I said
Scott's my dad.
Scott's his dad. Sorry. If it wasn't for Momoi though, it would remind me a lot of like a Power Rangers movie.
Aquaman.
If it wasn't for him, I think he made the whole entire thing. And the reason I say that is because of the
but like half the movie.
What was that guy's name?
Half the movie took place underwater. Like it was so cool.
It was cool. It was really cool.
It wasn't
weird
though.
What was the villain's name though? Black Mantis? Mantis?
Oh yeah, yeah.
He looks so that costume looks so. Is that like from the comic? Because I'm not a comic person.
Yes, I'm not. Yes, I actually.
Does he have like a bubble head?
Yes.
He literally looked like a bad guy from a Power Ranger show. Like
yeah,
it looked so
that's
bad.
That's following.
It is following the comic. Yes. Okay, that makes sense. All right, but his character, whew, rough for me. But the rest of the movie was great. I loved it. It was didn't bother me that it was like 2 hours and 30 minutes or
it
whatever.
It was so, yeah.
It was good.
Was it really?
Cool. Yeah, it's like 2:20, I think, 2 hours.
I don't know.
It's great. Just, it's a good movie.
I was totally
you should go see it, dude.
Do you look at movies differently now that you're an actor? I'm sure. Okay.
Yeah.
Of course.
It's.
What do you look for? Like, what's three things that just pop in your head when you're watching a movie?
I'm kind of slow with it. Like
I am too.
Yeah, you know. You, Freddie, you may not know, but we...
Freddie doesn't know.
Yeah.
He's not like us.
What do you mean? I'm slow.
Jared, he's not on our...
So for us, for me, like, I'll watch it just to enjoy it because I love movies.
I do the same thing.
No, he doesn't. Go on.
Yeah. Like, that's... There's a revelation. I watch movies to enjoy them. No shit. No, I will... If I'm really looking, like, at something, like, maybe I'm... about to do a role that reminds me of this guy in Aquaman. Then I'll like watch the scene a couple times and pick up on some movements and stuff from an acting perspective. Or if there's just like any glaring errors or anything I can see, like that was odd.
Hmm. Or like, right. Yeah. So you notice that stuff right away.
Okay. Yeah. A lot of it. Yeah, it depends what I'm looking for.
Pulling up some statistics here. Here's are my movies that I've seen in the past few recent
months. This is a good
list. Dude, I'm all over it, bro.
Oh,
I couldn't tell you any of these movies. I go watch them all, dude.
That's
tell me
great.
I don't appreciate the movies, dude. I saw that shit twice. This goes forever, dude.
No, it doesn't. It just stopped.
Bro.
What app is this?
This is AMC, dude. This is the only one. This is just the ones that I've seen at AMC.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Stop the madness, dude. I've seen at least 100 movies in 2018. Easily.
Wow. That's
great. I'm actually a pretty hard critic with movies.
You never go to them. He only goes to the Star Wars movies.
Not anymore. They totally destroyed and butchered it. It's not. It's over for me. I'm very disappointed. All right. We can't go into Star Wars.
No, we can't because we're going long anyway. So
I don't feel good now.
What?
I don't feel good, Fred. Listen.
Weird.
Lucas, you should have never, ever sold it to Disney. Disney.
He's giving advice to George Lucas.
This is more instruction than he gave me on the kayak.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
I cannot believe what they've done to Star Wars. I'm getting hot.
Do you guys like James Cameron?
Of course.
He's the best.
Well, he's a huge scuba diver. That's where a lot of his ideas come from.
We should have him on the podcast.
He dove.
I'll get him on the show.
Awesome.
I may be wrong on this, but I think he dove the Titanic.
No, didn't he like create like a submarine and he's trying to get to the bottom
of
the world?
He created it, yeah.
Didn't he like create
it? That's why he loved like doing the Titanic and Avatar, like all the creatures are blue, like he gets his inspiration from diving.
But see, here's the thing.
He was the guy who created that submarine that goes like deeper than anything.
But see, this is why James Cameron and what he's doing with Avatar is epic. I'm going to explain it right now. and this is what Star Wars should have done. James Cameron and his creative team, okay, have been working on Avatar for years, okay? The storyline. Did you know that they created a dictionary that's like this thick of everything that's alive on the world? Everything. Like, it's like a fake dictionary of the planet.
Oh, okay, really?
That's how deep the story goes.
Called
that's
creating how deep a world.
The rabbit hole goes. Oh,
creating
okay?
a world.
Yet Star Wars has three different directors. Well, JJ, and then that crap
it's JJ.
JJ.
Yeah, JJ. You know, that's how we go.
Yeah, we had him on the podcast. And,
JJ is
but
one of
they
the
just
directors.
Butchered. Yeah. I mean, oh my God, how do you do that to Star Wars? But anyway.
All right.
But
James
some people,
Cameron
you
is
got,
epic.
Yeah,
I mean,
but you got to say about Star Wars, though, about all these movies. Right. Like, if you don't like a movie, somebody else loves it.
Someone else loves it.
Yeah.
Not Star Wars. Did you? Definitely. Don't tell me you liked it.
People are balls deep in that movie.
Jared, Star Wars. Don't do this to me,
dude. I like
you
all
it?
Movies. All movies.
Pretty, all of them.
Pretty much. I can see.
What
something.
About Green Lantern? Because
what about
Ghostbusters? I can
oh,
see something.
Yeah, the
don't tell me you
remake.
Like Ghostbusters.
No, I can see something in a movie, any movie that I like.
That one was bad. That
literally was bad. Any movie.
No, that's true. I mean, even if the movie's shit, you can enjoy the cinematography or the
yeah,
you know,
there's
whatever somebody's
or,
performance.
Right.
Whatever.
There's
yeah.
always something in a movie.
Yeah,
that's,
yeah, yeah.
That I'm like, that was good.
I listened to a podcast. It's called Indie Film Hustle, and they were talking about this kid. He made his first short film, and I know it was a feature. He made his first feature, but he got like almost like so much of it for free because he named it after his town. It was like this really yeah. cool indie film, and I watched it and I was like, God, man, it's enjoyable. I enjoy the cinematography. The kid obviously has skills, but like the acting wasn't great. But I enjoyed, you know, looking at it. The visuals were great. It was like it looked great. So yeah, I mean, I feel you. There's something to like about every movie.
Yeah,
yeah, I feel you.
I'm just trying to think of a movie that was like really bad to see if you liked it. There's
the
got
movie.
Be.
When they make
think
a movie
of,
about
think
you,
of the
it'll
worst
be super
movie.
Bad.
Huh? Me?
Yeah,
it'll be an epic story.
It'll be terrible.
Like Joe's life. Right?
Oh boy.
We'll write a book. Jared, you'll be the director. Fred, you'll be me playing me. Okay, and I'll help
with
in
the
writing
beard or without the beard.
With, and I'll help in writing the story.
You can't spell, Joe. How are you gonna write the story?
I'll find someone to spell.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, we should wrap it up, boys and girls. This is getting silly.
I don't care. That's what people like. So
okay.
We talked about Chickens Underground for an hour.
That was brutal.
And people loved it.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Do you think chickens can survive underground?
Not like bury them alive. Like if we had to be forced underground as a humans,
Comet
as a race, like could we raise chickens?
Yeah, they
fuck
would,
yeah, of
they
course.
Would evolve.
Oh,
yeah,
my
no
God.
Shit.
You guys.
All right, dude, stop.
All right, I'm not going to get into it, but I'm just saying that I'm always right.
All right, well, you're going to be in Miami on January 4th?
Marie and I are going to come see you.
All right, Miami, January 4th. Plug Perfect. It. Tell them where they can find you.
January 4th, Just the Funny in Miami. And then I will be in Los Angeles and New York. And just you can follow me on Instagram. It's Jared M. Sandler. That's where I post all my shows there. So, and all basically all the stuff I'm doing. So just, yeah, just find me there.
If you don't have Hallmark, subscribe to that.
Yeah,
that movie's coming out next year, son.
Get cable and subscribe to Hallmark.
Oh God!
All right.
Well, Jared, listen, we really appreciate you coming on.
Thanks for Let You're me just man. Say thanks for the experience, the kayak fishing. It's definitely do it. It's I always love doing new experiences. So this one was definitely up there as a good one.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're trying to promote it to the world. You know, we want more people to know about it.
That's the thing. No one knew. All my friends, I was like, hey,
see,
I'm going.
That's amazing to me.
I'm going kayak fishing. Yeah. And they're like, what do you mean? I'm like, I am taking a kayak in the middle of the ocean and I am casting a fishing line and I'm catching fish.
Boom. And this is what I want people to understand that watch this podcast is this kayak community thing is that it's such a small bubble still, and I don't think people really understand that yet of how small and new the kayak fishing sport really is, right? I mean,
pretty
you just
small.
Heard Jarrett.
Pretty small, pretty
who
new.
Knows a lot of people, lives in multiple places, say that his friends had no idea what it was.
Yeah.
Think about that for a second.
Yeah.
So we need to promote it and get it out there.
Take that home with you, boys.
But also that it's not that difficult to go do.
Right.
Like, you need to be smart. Yeah. You don't want to be an idiot out there, but you can, it's an option. Like,
exactly.
No one considers it, like, I don't know, at least in my group, no one thinks about doing it. Like, you can totally, there's a lot of fun stuff to do.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that, and it's a good experience. I mean, you're out there, you're talking, you're hanging out. Yeah. We had a blast. I mean,
yeah, it was fun.
It was a lot of fun. I mean, and I just think it's something that needs to be promoted more to everybody because it's not there yet, you know. And
true.
A lot of people don't get that in the kayak community is just how new and small this bubble really is. And yeah. On that note, we should talk about multiverses.
No.
Okay.
That's we're signing show. Off. We are signing off.
All right, guys,
off.
Listen, we love you. And you can find Freddie York at Freddie, what is it, the backslash
I think it's like
thing?
An underscore.
Why did you put an underscore Fred, there?
Freddie York, underscore Freddie York. Cause some,
so you can't
some,
even memorize it.
That's underscore Freddie York.
Okay.
Some other Freddie York.
And you guys know where to find me.
They do?
Not no, really. Joe doesn't remember his either. It's like Joe dot dot dot.
No,
Hector
no, no. It's,
dot.
It. What are you, you're butchering it, sir.
Oh.
It's at... Joe.Hector.Penis. Yeah, go look that up. Kayak. We love you guys. Freddie?
Love ya.
Yeah, right.
Holla.
Jared?
Jared?
Bye, everybody.
Thanks for coming on, bud.
Yep.
All right. We're out.
Boom!